Starting at a very young age of about 5 years old, Rich discovered his interest in figuring out how things worked and fixing them. From lawnmowers to ATVs, from school buses to cars and trucks, if it had wheels and an engine, Rich has probably worked on it at some point. Rich has worked as a master automotive technician, service management professional, and in various other roles in the auto service industry, often having two jobs or an occasional side hustle. At the peak of his career, he had to slow down due to some chronic health challenges and eventually leave the field that he was passionate about. Now Rich is learning to dream again and explore new ways to still be involved in the industry while using his knowledge and experience to help others to serve God. What were the biggest challenges standing in the way of his biggest goals? How did he get unstuck and create a plan of action that would work for him? What made Finish Line Goals a pivotal piece of the puzzle for him? We're answering all those questions and more in this episode.
He likes simple systems and processes and wanted to ditch the overwhelm that comes with trying to manage time and projects. And he found that with my program. So let's dive in and talk to Rich about his biggest dreams, his goals that he has now, and how he's made a plan to get after them.
Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing.
Hey, Rich, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. I am so excited to get to chat with you today all about goals and your own breakthroughs and places that you are headed with your goals.
Hey, Gabe, thanks so much for inviting me on. I appreciate it. It's nice to talk to you.
I like to start my shows with one question specifically. So I would love to hear, Rich, what does Pursuing Goals God's Way mean to you?
That's a good question. So I think for me, it means examining my motives. So when I'm starting out to pursue a goal or when I think of something that I want to accomplish, it's not always easy, but I like to try and examine my motives. What is my driving force behind this? And then from there, I like to try and make sure I'm seeking him in every step. So as I'm going along, I try and make sure, does this seem like something that's in God's will for me? Ultimately, God's way is that he be glorified, right? So I try and figure a way to glorify him in whatever it is I'm doing. Again, it's not that this is always easy, but if it's, you know, selfish gain or something like that, then it's a pretty quick indicator that if this isn't glorifying God, is this really what I should be putting my time and energy into?
I love that. It's kind of like a litmus test for, am I going in the right direction? Because I feel like so many times we wonder or we wait to get into action because we're just not sure if we're going the right place. But I always keep trying to encourage, like, you can't really mess up God's plans, but we just want to make sure that we are seeking to glorify him in everything that we do. And when we clearly hear to shift, or if we clearly hear no, then it's the obedience factor when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I know for me, sometimes I can come up with an idea and get really excited initially, and then I have to pause for a little bit and kind of take a deep breath and think, okay, what is this that I'm after? You know, what does this mean? And is this God's will or is this my will and trying to take things in my own direction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and speaking of some big dreams and goals and going in God's will, I would love to hear and have you just expand a little bit about what some of your big dreams are.
Okay. So that was actually a challenge for me getting started. I didn't realize this, but I had forgotten how to dream. I've been dealing with some chronic health challenges for a while, and I think that I got into the habit, because I'm so analytical, I got into the habit of not dreaming about anything unless it seemed totally practical, totally probable. Didn't want to think too far ahead, you know, didn't want to think too big and lofty. So the exercises, especially the 100 dreams list, is something that I had to really have a mindset shift to actually be able to tackle. And then once I allowed myself to be creative and to start having that creative freedom and think, okay, well, if I could dream about something, what would it be? I filled that list up pretty quickly. So I wanted to start with that because for me, the dreaming and the goal setting wasn't something that I had been concerned with in recent years. So the one dream that I did come up with, aside from focusing on health goals and things like that to promote healing in my life, I have a background as an automotive service industry professional, and I have a desire to use my knowledge and to use my experience to try and empower people and bless others. So that would be one of the bigger long-term goals that I have.
I love it. And the automotive industry, I feel like it would be such a great place to shed light in as well and just be an impact. What I love is that you talked about how you didn't really know how to dream, or you didn't allow yourself to dream. And I feel like when I got started dreaming again, I was kind of in a similar place where I thought, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to dream anymore. I put my dreams on the shelf when I went into motherhood because I thought I was supposed to. Like, I thought I was supposed to sacrifice everything and come to realize that God is creative and God is all about big dreams. And so it took me a while to be okay with letting myself go and be creative too. So I love that you were able to put yourself in that place. And then, like you said, it just got easier. It was like you could expand on it once you got started with it. So I'd love to hear a little bit too about where you were feeling most stuck as you took those dreams and tried to create a goal strategy that would work for you.
So one of the biggest areas that I was feeling stuck was being able to follow through with things to completion. I didn't really have any kind of systems in place. I don't know that I ever really learned how to properly set goals and come up with a plan to achieve them. So for me, I think a sticking point was just figuring out how to complete things. How do you start something, be consistent enough with it to then get the end result without being pulled in another direction, without giving way to distraction? So that was a sticking point for me.
Okay. Love that. And it's like shortly after this point where you were kind of knowing this is a sticky point for me, I'm not really sure how to set goals effectively, goals that will work, especially to thinking about, I like to talk about the capacity that we have in the season we're in. And I know dealing with some health challenges and wanting that to be a focus on top of really starting this business of yours, you were introduced to Finish Line Goals, which is my program to help you create that personalized strategy for your goals. I'd love to know too, what was going on in your personal life or with your goals at the time that really made you interested in the course initially?
If you talk to someone that has any kind of chronic illness or chronic health challenges or anything, people that have limited energy, limited focus, most of them will probably tell you the same thing, that it's difficult to get things finished. Sometimes even smaller projects are overwhelming. So again, without a strategy or a plan or a way to execute things, even just getting through the smaller things in day-to-day life can be challenging. So I feel like that was a difficulty for me, something that I was kind of wrestling with, is how do I figure out a way to budget my time properly so I'm still able to be efficient and get things done even with some limitations?
Yeah. So I want you to be honest with me for a minute too, because probably seeing Finish Line Goals, you're like, oh, it's another goal strategy. I don't know if that's going to work for me. I've tried a bunch of things before and all of that type of a thing. Did you have those hesitations or doubts about joining, or what were those hesitations?
I did have some hesitations, mainly because I was unclear about goals. I feel like some people, or maybe even a lot of people, already have their goals figured out, and it's just a matter of them trying to figure out how to reach those goals. Where for me, I was more focused on the day-to-day and figuring out how to manage daily living better. So I wasn't sure if a course like this would help with my particular situation, or if it was for just people that already had their goals figured out.
Yeah, that makes sense for sure. So since you did end up joining us in Finish Line Goals, what made you overcome those hesitations and get you into the program working on the strategy?
So I had found your podcast a while back, and I was periodically listening to some of the episodes of your podcast. And the more I listened, the more I realized that you get it. You're great at coming up with business strategies, and I know that you focus a lot on business success, but you also focus a lot on intentionality in life. And I felt like since you kind of promote the combination of the two, then this course could possibly work, because like I said before, I wasn't clear about goals. So, you know, I wanted some strategy for implementing intentionality in my life.
That's such a good point that you bring up too, because early on in my kind of goal setting journey, I was very much a driver. Well, I'm still a driver, type A type personality, but it was kind of like an all or nothing. You got to go all in. You have to sacrifice everything. And I did end up sacrificing family and just different things along the way to try and hit my first initial goals, and realized quickly that it led to burnout. It led to me feeling like I didn't have a sense of purpose. And it led to a lot of those things that really frustrated me and made me just want to quit altogether on goals. And that's kind of why I wanted to find a better way. I wanted to find a way that we could incorporate those goals into our daily living and not have to go all in a way, right? Like, I want to go all in, but I don't want to sacrifice things to do it. Obviously, if God calls me to something, I'm going to do it. I need to be obedient to it, but I wanted to be present and I wanted to have that intentionality. And that's one reason why I've had that message of the no hustle and the stress less for that reason. I think that's made a big shift in my own life and in my own goal setting. And it sounds like it really resonated with you as well.
It did. And I think that the focus of setting goals and reaching goals, you hear a lot of people say, you know, go big or go home, or, you know, you got to be all in, and all of these phrases that they're good for getting you excited. They're good for motivating people. But what if you can't be all in with something right now? What does that mean? You don't start? Does that mean you give up on the possibility because you don't have 100% to put into this one particular thing? It doesn't have to mean that. You can still contribute a little bit here each day, because small intentional habits consistently over time equal big results, right? Mm. So that's something that I also took away from the course, is that those small steps, the stepping stones, consistently over time have a big payoff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I feel like seeing those smaller wins and that small bits of progress at a time actually makes bigger waves than seeing a huge progress all at once and then feeling stuck and burnt out to not want to keep pushing through. Because eventually, if we just keep pushing, we are going to lead to that spot of kind of failure or burnout where we no longer are really good to anybody else either. And so, yeah, that's such a good point.
Are you tired of quitting on yourself and your goals? I get it. You've been hemming and hawing about a goal you want to achieve for a while now, and you know your life would be enriched if you could make it happen. But it's hard to justify taking time out for yourself when your plate's already full with work, kids' activities, home management, and everything in between. What if I told you that you could, in fact, work toward a goal in a stress-less, no-hustle way so that you can make an impact on your kids and that they need to see you win? What if I told you that you can create a personalized game plan that works in the season of life that you're in with the capacity you have without sacrificing precious family time? Let me show you how to think backward so you can spend less time worrying about where to start and more time taking action that works. My simple Red Hot Goals formula will help you create a personalized game plan that works for the seasons you're in and the capacity you have. You can work your goals into your lifestyle without sacrificing everything to achieve them. With the Red Hot Goals formula, you will be able to gain clarity that makes your dream real to you without worrying about how it'll all come together. Craft a simplified game plan that gets results in the season of life you're in. And take action that works, even if you have a limited time to make things happen. Are you ready to ditch the overwhelm and go after your goals in a stress-less, no-hustle kind of way? Then head to redhotmindset.com/FLG to learn more about Finish Line Goals and join me today. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/FLG.
I'd love to hear kind of, as you got into Finish Line Goals, what was that most frustrating problem that you were hoping to solve?
So that had to be time management. I had never really practiced time blocking before, or some of the other things that you teach in your course about how to manage time. And again, with intentionality, if we're not intentional with our time, everyone gets the same 24 hours each day, right? So it's our choice how we spend those hours. Now, we have obligations and things that we have to, out of, you know, priority and necessity, we have to allocate a certain amount of time to. But there are other areas in our daily living where, you know, we don't have to sit and do this particular thing for 2 hours. We can shave some of that off and use that time for something else intentionally. So the idea of putting that together in a framework and managing time was something that I just hadn't practiced before. So that's something that I wanted to solve. Once I started to learn more about what the course had to offer, and I knew that that was something that you would cover, I felt like that was an area that would be a benefit to me.
Yeah, that's great. And when it comes to time management, one of the things I like to say is that you have time for whatever it is that's going on. It's a matter of, do you want to prioritize it? Like, is it a priority for you right now? And I know for you, and part of this has been listening to the podcast and just different things that, like, being intentional, that you've also made kind of a shift where you're saying, I kind of want to get off social media. I want to limit that. And maybe that was a part of the time shift, but can you tell me a little bit about that journey for you as well?
So for me, I actually haven't really done much with social media. So it was more just being intentional with device usage in general. So you've referenced some of the statistics in your course, but it seems that the average person spends anywhere from 2 to 5.5 hours a day on their smartphone, right? There was a recent study that says that the average person touches their phone, either taps or swipes their phone screen over 2,600 times per day. So we check our phones between 100 and 150 times per day. So these little things add up to being quite a big time robbery, or, you know, time theft. And I wanted to look at these areas of my life and be more intentional. Again, we talk about the same 24 hours that we get each day, right? So if we're intentional about minimizing some of those distractions, some of those things that aren't really fruitful uses of time, we all need downtime. We all need leisure time. But even during those downtimes and leisure times, it's easy to get sucked into something that will steal 2 or 3 hours out of your day that could have been productive. Or even if they were just used for personal growth or self-care or something, they'd be better utilized, I think.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I've pretty much dumbed my phone down almost completely. I haven't gotten to a dumb phone because I use it as my camera and my GPS and, you know, the things you just can't live without anymore. But it's been interesting just trying to play the game of how little can I spend on my phone. So that has been the newest game in my life. So yeah, I love the idea, just like having that intentionality behind it and just going, this is what I want. And being on my device doesn't really cater to that. So how little can I be on there so I can do the intentional thing? So yeah, that's really great. I would love to talk a little bit about progress with you. What has been one of the biggest payoffs for you after going through Finish Line Goals?
So I'm finally able, and I know I referenced this a little bit before, but I'm finally able to set up systems to maintain consistency in things. So that's time blocking, being intentional with daily habits. And although I've studied the art of practicing habits and building good habits and healthy habits and healthy mindset and all of that stuff, I've researched that, I've learned about it, but I've never really found any way to apply it in a framework like this. So when you use that in combination with some of the other systems in the course, it all makes sense. It all comes together. So like I said before, even just small changes consistently over time equal big results, right? So I feel like that reminder and that encouragement of, hey, even though I already had some knowledge about habits and forming habits and what it takes, you know, how many days it takes for a habit to stick and all of that stuff, that knowledge is just knowledge until you have a way to apply it. So having that encouragement about habits and having the framework to actually intentionally manage my time has been the biggest accomplishment so far.
Yeah. And when it comes to habits, one of the things that I like to work through with students is trying to bring them into your lifestyle, make them a part of it rather than more of a checklist. Is that something that you've been able to do through this process, or what have you seen that has been working for you?
So again, with the smartphone usage, the device usage, one of the habits that you mentioned in the course was how you would sometimes leave your phone in another room and maybe have it on do not disturb or something. So I've started doing things like that and have made it a habit. You know, I have a routine in the morning and I make sure that I don't even use my phone before I do that routine in the morning. So little things like that that will help keep you on track are some of the best habits. And I find that, and this is something I learned a long time ago, is that when you're trying to incorporate a new habit into your routine, you want to make it as easy as possible. So for me, I used to be a weightlifter and I was in the gym 5 days a week. And I knew that if I went home after work first to eat and to get my gym clothes and everything, the likelihood that I would still get to the gym decreased quite a bit. But if the night before I would prepare some food to bring with me to work the next day, I would make sure I have my gym bag in my vehicle. So then right after I got out of work, all I had to do was just drive to the gym. I made it easy for myself. I had no excuse not to show up there. So I feel like making things as easy as possible to implement new habits is definitely a good way to make sure that you stick with them.
Yeah, essentially you're setting yourself up for success rather than failure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean we don't have our days. You know, there's always going to be a day where I'm like, didn't really get done what I thought I needed to, or my priorities or whatnot. But when you are being intentional with those habits, like for me, I set out my running clothes the night before, because then I just pop, you know, I pop right into them in the morning and it makes it easier for me to get out the door to run. So similar to you with the gym, like setting up those, setting up the environment in order to be able to be successful.
Exactly. Yeah, you totally get it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure. So I know this might be a little bit of a regurgitation, but if you could boil it all down to one thing, what do you think is the one most important thing that you accomplished with my guidance and support that you were stuck on before?
Well, in addition to the time management part that I mentioned, I would go back to the learning to dream again and learning to actually allow myself to be free enough in my thinking to think of big goals, think of things that may not seem achievable initially, but knowing that if I take these stepping stone steps, if I lay out a framework, one thing that I love that you describe is reverse engineering your goals. And that really stuck with me, because that's the way I think, you know, it fits within my framework of how I do things. So the idea of getting something big, reverse engineering it, and then figuring out how to get there. It's like if you were to take a trip somewhere, let's say you wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. Well, you wouldn't just set out driving and just think, I'm going to wind up at the Grand Canyon, right? But you know where you want to go. So now you're going to plan out your route. Do I need to stay at a hotel? How many nights will I be making stops? Where can I get food? Those kind of things. It's like you figure out where you want to go, and then you figure out how to get there.
That's such a good analogy for what we do in Finish Line Goals, because I think it's so important for us to have that big dream, or like you said, maybe the destination. We want to get to the Grand Canyon, but it's a process. It's like we need to plan that out and have specific steps to work toward. And that's one thing, I think big dreams are huge. Having a big vision is so good. But then if that's all we have and we don't break it up into workable, doable steps or projects, or what I like to call them, stepping stone goals, then it's harder for us to really see ourselves being capable of doing it. So we have that big vision and we know God's capable if he wants us to, achieve it, but then we need to break it down to kind of more believable bite-sized chunks for ourselves. And so this kind of is a good segue into talking about what you're looking forward to next with your goals. How have they evolved and where do you see God leading you next?
So I'm looking forward to keeping things more manageable. That's something that I definitely want to kind of continue on with, is having efficiency, but also not feeling the constant overwhelm every time an additional thing comes up, an additional task, an additional project. It's a lot easier to add something in when you already have a system and a routine in place, because then you can just plug it into your routine. But if you don't have a system and a routine and you're just trying to add things in, it's like you're trying to juggle and sooner or later something's going to drop. So I like being able to keep things manageable. I like things simple. So a simple framework where it almost becomes like a subconscious act, right? Like, you know, I get up, I do this, I do this, I do this, and it just kind of flows. So time management, keeping things more manageable, those are like key things for me right now. In addition to that, I want to get into the practice of implementing more and more things that promote healing into my daily and weekly routines. So anything that I can think of that I can add in and make time for that can become part of my routine that will increase my self-care, right? Increase all of the things that the body needs for healing, that the mind needs for healing, all of that. I want to implement more and more into my routine. And as far as where I feel like God is showing me to go, I feel like he's showing me that he needs to be first and my main purpose in what I'm doing. And that's something that's not easy in our modern culture. It's especially for me, I'm a doer, I'm driven. Even with the health challenges, that's one of the things that I find myself sometimes so driven that I'll burn myself out very quickly trying to do something. I just want to go until it's done. So that's another thing that I'm trying to pay attention to, is that God wants me, right? I need to seek him first. And then when I do that, he will lead me to the next step and to the next step after that. So I feel like that's what he's showing me right now.
That's so great. And what I love about this and kind of where you're feeling led next is a couple things. One, that you just want to seek him first. And I think that's really, really important in our goal setting, is that we do seek him and we allow him to lead. And I know that looks, a lot of people go, what does that mean? What does that mean? But it really does just mean, yes, we need to be in motion, but then we just need to be attentive to where he is drawing us next. And we just do the next right step. We just take that next step that we feel we're called to. And the other thing I like about this is that you, one, know your limitations, even though you also know God is capable and he will have the strength for you when he says, I need you to push, right? Every once in a while, we have those seasons where we have to sacrifice a little bit, but you know your limitations. And one of your big goals is to really work on the health side of things and really work through the chronic illnesses that you have experienced and really find healing for your body. And I think that's something that we overlook a lot of times, and we forget that we actually need to be healthy and we need to feel good and energy in order to be able to do the things God wants us to do too. And so we don't want to neglect any part of our lives, right? So like, we have a body and we have a soul and we have a spirit, and we need to fill each one and fuel each one. And so that's something that I really appreciate about you, is that you really kind of know the season you're in and where you can go and your capability of that, but also that you're willing to drive and actually do some of those goals that you have. And I feel like it gives permission to those out there who are kind of feeling the same way, like maybe having excuses of either time or time management or health excuses and whatnot. And so it gives permission to meet you right where you're at and be present in your everyday, but be able to do one little thing a day or whatnot, and to lead you to that next right step or that next goal.
Yeah. And with that, I just want to add that if anyone is listening and they do have any chronic health challenges, I think one thing that can be easy to fall into is letting it become your identity and letting it become who you are. Because when you deal with any kind of prolonged health challenge, chronic illness, whatever it may be, your focus becomes so much of how do I get better? And it's researching, it's doctor's appointments, it's all these things. And it can start to become your identity. And I would just encourage anybody out there to not fall into that trap, because we are so much more than our circumstances. God sees us as so much more than whatever our trials are. So, yeah.
Yeah. Preach it. I love that, because it kind of goes with the whole, seek his promises and like speak his promises over your life, who he says you are. Don't identify with what you're not. Like, that chronic illness doesn't define you. God defines you, right? And so that is just so, so powerful. I appreciate you sharing that. Now as we wrap up, I'd love to hear if a friend of yours is feeling stuck with his goals and asks whether he should join Finish Line Goals or not, what would you tell him?
I would tell him definitely join. I feel like, and this isn't a, obviously this isn't like a paid endorsement. This is from my own experience. I feel like it's loaded with value. I feel like Finish Line Goals is not a course that just has some information. There are a lot of good courses out there, but some of them will have information and then nothing to do with that information. Where I feel like your course has the information, has the systems that you can put in place to actually use that information and let it become part of your daily life. So it's a whole package. You know, it's not just, I'm going to tell you about the science behind something, or I'm going to tell you how something works. Then you leave with that information. It's like, well, great. I have the information now, but what do I do with it? This gives you the information and then it shows you exactly how to plug it in. And I really like that you kind of give us your own systems that you've developed for yourself. So it's like you went out, you figured out the recipe, you put it in the oven and baked it, and you tasted it first and it tasted good. So now you're serving it to everybody else.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. So is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you were like, ooh, I really want to share this?
Well, one other thing that I feel like I might have wanted to mention earlier was about mindset, right? So there's so much importance in mindset. So much that we overlook. You know, there's obviously the whole fixed mindset versus growth mindset, right? And I would imagine that most people that are listening to your podcast or that are considering your courses are very much in the growth mindset category, right? But it's also about keeping our mind healthy. So you mentioned mind, body, and spirit, or mind, body, and soul, right? And as much as we want to do to promote physical health, we also have to focus on our mind and the health of our mind. And it's so important that God found it necessary to mention it throughout scripture about renewing of our mind, about taking our thoughts captive and making them obedient to Christ. There are many, many scriptures that talk about our mind focus, right? So we need to really consider keeping our thought life healthy also. And that goes along again with focusing on God and his truths and things like that. But I don't ever want to overlook the importance of mindset with goal setting, with our daily living and all of that stuff.
That is such a valid point, because really the mental training is just as important as the physical. It's just as important as the work. We need to fuel our minds, right? And I love that you use that verse. That's like my business theme verse. And so Romans 12:2. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I have that right on the website, because that's the whole point. Like, God is helping us renew our minds every day. And that's something that's really important for us as we tune into him and allow him to lead. So I've loved this conversation, Rich. I so appreciate you being a part of the podcast today. Now, if listeners want to connect with you, maybe they felt drawn to you and have a connection with either they're dealing with the chronic illness and they want to be able to reach their goals. They are looking at, I need help with the automotive business, or they're a homesteader looking to homestead and they have automotive questions and all the things. Like, where can they connect with you?
The simplest way would just be for them to email me at homesteadmechanic@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, I am so excited for you, Rich, as you keep developing your dreams and your goals and you allow God to lead. I'm excited to see your progress, and I just really appreciate you taking time out with me today.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go, though, make sure you follow the podcast on your favorite listening platform if you haven't already. If you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or share it with a friend, as this helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of Simplicity and Motherhood, consider joining us. It's a free online community built to provide support and encouragement so you can create balance and live intentionally as you go after your biggest goals, God's way. Head on over to redhotmindset.com for more resources and to find the link to join the community. In all things I pray, you just run your race. I believe in you.